discussing Ashrei. We said Ashrei is a composite of four different psalms. Ashrei Shvevetecha, Psalm 84, Psalm 144, and the last line comes from Psalm 115. So different. And Tehillat David itself is from Psalm 145. So Talmud says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Rav Avina, whoever says the Psalm 145 three times a day is guaranteed a portion of the world to come. Guaranteed. So now the Gemara is trying to figure out why. What's the reason why this psalm is so important? So first reason the Gemara gives is because it has the Aleph Bet in it. The psalm is important because of Aleph Bet. Aleph Bet. Aleph Bet makes the psalm important. So the Gemara says, Neima Ashrei Tamim Bedarech, Datya Betimanya. Psalm 119 has got eight times the alphabet. It's called the alphabet. Every line starts with Aleph eight times. Then you have Bet eight times. And then you have Gimel, eight lines of Gimel, eight lines of Dalet. Goes through the whole alphabet. Psalm 119 is a very long psalm. It has the whole, every line starts with first lines, first eight lines starts with Alephs. Second eight lines starts with beds, and so on and so forth. Goes through the whole alphabet eight times as much. So if you say the whole reason of Ashrei is so important because of the alphabet, Psalm 118 is even more, eight times as more important. Because it has alphabet eight times over. The Atya B'Timani Apin, eight times over. So that's the first reason. The first reason now, why is Ashrei important? Because it has alphabet. So Gemara says, can't be. Because it's something even more important. If the Aleph Bet make Ashrei important, then Psalm 119 is eight times as important. And we don't say, if you say the Psalm 119 three times a day, Yepen Olam Ba. So Ashrei has something that Psalm 119 doesn't have. What does it have? De'ed be'poteach et yadecha. Why is Tehillat David so important? Because it has poteach et yadecha masbi'a lechol chai ratzon. It recognizes the source of a person's wealth. What is the source of a person's wealth? Hashem. You open your hands. As far as we go like this. Hashem, open your hands. So we act it out. Actually, like we're opening our hands. Trigger, you're opening your hands. We're ready to receive. You open your hands. We're ready to get it. As we also have to prepare keli. When a person gets a bracha, or is a bracha, doesn't have a place to go. We have to prepare a vessel for the bracha. How do you prepare a vessel for the bracha? What is the vessel for a bracha? You have a job. That's a vessel for a bracha. You have a means of early living. That's a vessel for a bracha. Hishtadlut. Try something. That's also a vessel for bracha. So all these are vessels for bracha. As you know, the famous joke says, the guy prays to God, let me win the raffle ticket in the lottery. And then he gets a dream. The least you can do is buy a ticket. So the ticket is the vessel to get the bracha from Hashem. You don't have a ticket. Okay, you can find a ticket. But the ticket is the vessel. So everything has a vessel. So we go like this. Yeah, Hashem, the vessel is ready. We're making vessels for you. Shout the bracha down. You open your hands and give us the bracha. We're ready to get it. We're ready to take it. So the pasuk is Poteh Yadecha. That's a good pasuk. So Gemara says, Neima Halel Gadol. Halel Gadol is Psalm 136. Right? Noten lech elcho asa ki le'olam chasdo. All the ki le'olam chasdos. We said before Baruch Shem on Shabbat. It's called Halel Gadol, the big Halel. It's praises of God. Ki le'olam chasdo. Ki le'olam chasdo. It's a praise, tremendous praise of Hashem. It's called Halel Gadol. And over there, one of the lines of Halel Gadol is, Noten lech elcho asa. He gives bread to all flesh. So that's equivalent. What's the difference? You open your hands and give to all living. And you give to all flesh. What difference does that make? Same thing. So why is the advantage of Tehillat David? What's the advantage? So the Gemara answers because it has two things in it. The Ed Beit Tarte, it has two things in it. It has the Aleph Bet and it has Poteach Yadecha. Right? Psalm 119 has Aleph Bet eight times, but it doesn't have Poteach Yadecha. Psalm 136 has Poteach Yadecha, but doesn't have Aleph Bet. Here we have both, Aleph Bet and Poteach Yadecha. So how many answers have you had so far? This is the
two answers.
Second answer. Right. So first answer is, what's the importance is? Alibet. Second answer is, Potei Yadecha. This is the third answer. Third answer is, it's got both. This is the third answer. Answer number three. So answer number one didn't work. Why? Because Psalm 119 has 8 times Alibet. Potei Yadecha by itself is not enough. Why? Because you have Psalm 136 which says, Noten lechem lechol basar. It gives bread to all flesh. So what is the right answer? We need both. Third answer is, Potech Yedecha plus Alibet wins the race.
Plus Alibet.
Yeah. Has the whole Alibet in it, plus Potech Yedecha. That's why it's important. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So that's the third answer. That seems to have won. We don't have anything against that third answer. That third answer is the main answer. So it's not just Potech Yedecha which makes the importance of Ashrei, it's also the Alibet. See how important Alibet is. We find many prayers. El Adon, I'll call Maasim. It's all Alibet. The Vidui, Hashem, the Bagan, Alibet. There's a lot of different filot which are very, very critical. Alibet. Alibet is very important. So you think Alibet is just ABCD. It's not. Alibet is itself a vessel. 1, 2, 3. It's amazing. Alibet. Hashem created the world with letters. Today we know in math, everything's letters, right? Everything's letters. Amazing. Today you create E equals MC squared. Letters. We can say Hashem created the world with letters, and we can understand it now. We can understand a little bit of it. That's not even the deep idea. That's the simple idea. Right? Formulae. Letters are formulae. All chemistry is all formulae. Amma Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, we just said, the greatest Ashrei is, has a whole lot of it. Hey, 1 second, it's missing a nun. If you go through the Ashrei, right, you get the order. You got every letter over there starts a pasuk till you get to Malchutcha Malchut Kol Olamim Emshaltecha B'chol Dabador. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And then we get Somech Hashem Chol Naflim. Hey, Mem and Samach. Where's the nun? That's his question. Rabbi Yochanan's question. Where's the nun? So the Gemara gives a very strange answer. Nun is not a good letter. We don't like that letter. Why? Because the letter Nun starts with the word Nefila. Falling. To fall. The letter Nun is not a good letter. It starts the process of falling. Rabbi Yochanan, Mibnei Ma'lo Ne'ma Nun B'Ashrei. Why is there no Nun Ashrei? It's interesting. Now he calls it Ashrei. Before he called it Tilat David. Now he says Ashrei. So you see, Ashrei already existed. So why is there no Nun? Mibnei She'eshba Ma'palatan Shel Sonei Israel. Because Nun symbolizes the falling of the haters of Israel. But who are the haters of Israel? So the answer is the Gemara doesn't want to say Israel itself. So it's a euphemism for Israel. The haters of Israel. So whenever we talk something bad about Israel, it talks about the haters of Israel. Okay? So we don't want to say bad things about Israel. So we call it the haters of Israel. Dichtiv, nafla v'lo tzivkum betulat Israel. Horrible, horrible. Amos. Amos says, Betulat Israel, the Betulah of Israel, the Virgin of Israel, will fall and won't get up again. Horrible. So we don't put this word nafel. It's referring to, we don't say, the enemies of Israel. You know what that means? It's a euphemism for Israel itself. Right?
Are you talking about a spiritual fall or like destruction? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say. Nafla lo tesifkum betulat Israel. The Virgin of Israel will fall and not get up again. So we don't want to put Nun in the Ashrei. Why is there no Nun? David HaMelech does not want to mention Nun. It's an accusation on the Jews, and therefore there's no Nun. Marava Mitatzi. They answered like this in the West. Where's the West? Israel. So the East is Babylon, the West is Israel. Nafla v'lotosiflin Paul od. Kum betilat Yisrael. It's your question, Ari. Nafla v'lo tosif. What do you mean, nafla v'lo tosif? Fall and don't add. Linpol od, to fall again. They add over there. Linpol again. Right? They put over there another extra. They put extra words in the pasuk. They break the pasuk up. So the pasuk says, nafla v'lo tosif kum. Fall and don't get up again. And in Israel, they answer, Nafla, v'lo tosif lipol. Velotosif does not mean don't get add to get up. It says don't add to fall again. Fall, but don't fall again. Velotosif, don't add. Don't add to what? Don't add to the falling. And then kum betalat Israel. Then get up, betalat Israel. Understand how they break the pasuk? The pasuk says nafla betulat Israel. Velotosif kum. So I would read the pasuk and say nafla betulat Israel. The betulat Israel falls. Velotosif kum will not get up. Right? That's a big horrible. That's horrible pasuk. Amos. How can you predict such a thing that Jews will not get up again? So in Marava, what they do is they split the pasuk into two. Nafla, lotosif. You will fall and won't fall again. Kum betilat Israel. Get up the betulah of Israel. They're making it beautiful. You're nice. So nafla, lotosif. You will fall and don't add. Don't add what? Doesn't say, it says lotosif kum. It says don't add to get up. But they break the passage right there. Don't add, fall again. Kum betulat Israel. Get up betulat Israel. Break it. Amos, Haftarah?
No, it's Yehudah Tamar. It says he wasn't with her anymore. And
Rashi, Machloket over there.
Yeah,
Machloket over there. Yeah. But the famous case is Yaakov. Anochi Esav Bechor. Esav Bechorcha. Anochi Esav Bechorecha. I am Esav, your firstborn. Rashi says, Anochi Esav Bechorecha. I am Yaakov. Esav is your Bechor. Depends how you break the Pasuk. The same thing over here, you can break the pasuk in two ways. You could say, horrible, the first idea was Nafla betulat Israel v'lotosif kum, one line. The betulat Israel will fall and not get up again. Horrible. The second way of learning is what they did in Israel. Nafla v'lotosif. It fall and it won't fall again. Kum betulat Israel, get up, betulat Israel. So you put the break over there. אפשר לקרוא את זה גם נגד הטעם נגד הטעם אתה רוצה לבדוק את זה? תבדוק לי, תבדוק זה טוב תבדוק בטעם עמוס ת' או זה עמוס ה'
עמוס
ה' B'marava mitar tzilah. So that's interesting. So this pasuk can be read in different ways. So you can read it in a nasty way, and you can read it in a good way. But we're still stuck with this nun. Why is there no nun in the Ashrei? That's our question. And the answer is because nun stands for nafila, falling. In falling, we think of the pasuk in Amos, which has got bad connotations. אמר רב נחמן בר יצחק אפילו הכי חזה דוד סמכם ברוח הקודש. דוד המלך, in the next line, דוד המלך, puts in the nun, סומך השם לכל הנופלים. God supports all the fallen. So you have the nun of fallen, סומך השם, השם. So there is a nun there, but it's not in the beginning of the line, it's in the middle of the line. In the next line of סמך, סומך השם לכל הנופלים. השם supports those who are falling. ברוך השם.
נפלה לא תוסיף קום. נפלה לא תוסיף קום.
כן,
זה הבעיה. בתולת ישראל.
זה לא טוב. זה טוב. אבל אז הגמרא משנה את זה. ברוך השם, יש. אפשר לשנות, למה לא? לשנות לטובה. כן, זה נכון. אז בגלל זה, פעם ראשונה, הגמרא לא אמרה את זה. כי זה לא פשט. הפשט לא ככה. פשט. Horrible. Pshat is not good. That's why it's missing. The nun is missing from the. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Afil Hachi Chaza David Samcham Beruach Hakodesh. David HaMelech. He saw in the future that the Lat Yisrael is going to fall. First temple is going to be destroyed. It's going to be a fall, big fall. So straight away he puts Somech Hashem Lechol Nofrim. Hashem will support those who fall. Okay, so much for Ashrei. That's what we did. So much. That's Ashrei. Let's go and do some Rashi over here. Shalosh Pamim. Everyone has a Rashi. Shalosh Pamim. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines up in Rashi. 12 lines up in Rashi. On the left side of the page.
It's right near Torim.
Yeah, right next to the Dvarim Rav, if you have the Dvarim Rav over here. Yeah, 12 lines up there. Shalosh Pamim. So the Gemara says, you say Ashrei 3 times a day. Shalosh Pamim. Why Shalosh Pamim? Rashi says, why Shalosh Pamim? Keneged Shalosh Tfilot, corresponding to the 3 prayers. So what's the question? It's only in 2. But it's corresponding to the 3. So you have to say like this. The 3 tefillot are corresponding to Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. So you say 3 times a day, it's corresponding to really Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. So why don't we say it in the night? So the answer is, Arvid is Rashut. If you put it in the night, some people won't say it. We won't everyone say it, so we'll put it 2 times in the morning. So the morning includes 1 for Arvid and 1 for Shacharit. It's like, in a sense, it's like Tashlumim. Right? Deir betalti.
Tashlumim
is makeup. It's like you miss Arvid, what do you do? Pray Shacharit twice. So I missed the Ashrei of Arvid, I say it twice in the Shacharit. So it's so important that they made it say 3 times without Arvid, because Arvid was in those days, was Rishut, was permission. It was elective, remember we talked about it last week? Elective. Arvid was elective. And therefore, if I put Ashrei in Arvid, he's going to skip it. It's so important they made it twice in Shacharit. So the Gemara said, the third answer we gave the Gemara was, it has both. Tarti, the Eid Be Tarti, has both. The Eid Be Aleph Bet, it has Aleph Bet. V'yesh bo Shevach, Hachanat Mazon Lechochai. And it also has the praise of Potet Yadecha, which is the preparation for food for all people. And why is it missing a noon? Afapi shefsik noon, even though it's missing a noon, mibnei nifila sheba, because of the noon hints to falling. Fula aval ramza. And David HaMelech didn't want to put it in this ashrei. He didn't want to talk about falling. What does he do? He puts it with somech, with the samach. Somech Hashem chazav ramaz michat hanifila tekevla. Straight away, he puts it in the somech Hashem nechon aflim. Puts the noon in the next pasuk. So they didn't want to mention explicitly by itself. Nun by itself is dangerous, but it puts it in the next pasuk, and this way he ameliorates the situation. Okay. So that's Ashrei. So why is it important? Let's just recap. What is Ashrei? Why is Ashrei so important? Now the halacha, let's have a look at the halacha. Yes, can you bring the Rambam? Shulchan Aruch. Where is the Shulchan Aruch over here? Who can tell me? Who can tell where's the Shulchan Aruch?
Which? Well, it's all the way in Mishpat now. Is that
in there? Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Aleph. Yossi, Mishnah Berurah Aleph, go bring it. And bring the Rambam also. Chol Tefillah.
Where'd you find Aleph. Shulchan Aruch?
If you look at the little hay, Kol HaOmer Tefillah David, right at the beginning of the Sugya, you see the little hay over there? Amar Rabbi Alaza, Amar Rabbi Abina. You see the hay over there? You want to see the hay?
Yeah.
Mishnah Berurah Aleph Yossi. And bring the Rambam Aleph. Hey. Looks like a head, but it's a hay. The hay goes up to here. The hay goes over here. My mona these prayers Zayin, Milchot Tefillah. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Aleph, Sif Zayin. Nun Aleph, Sif Zayin. Now you're going to see from the Shulchan Aruch that it's not really the Aleph Bet. Let's have a look. Nun Aleph Sif Zayin. Even though the Gemara says it's important because of both, I'm going to prove to you that it's not really both. It's really Potet Yedeh. Nun Aleph Sif Zayin. יצטרך לכוון פסוק פותח ידיך. This is Shulchan Aruch, this is halacha lemaaseh. That's what we have to do. A person has to have kavana when he says potech yadecha. What kavana does he have to have? Hashem is the source of all one's parnasa. Whatever one has, it's all hotline. It's all in God's hands. If he does not have that kavana, Say lazor leomro pa'am acheret. He's going to go back and repeat that pasuk again. So now if you look at this, he doesn't say, if you don't say the whole aleph bet, you have to go back and repeat it. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say if you have no kavana on the aleph bet, you have to go back and repeat it. He doesn't say that. It's just one line you have to worry about. If you don't say that poteach yadecha, go back and repeat poteach yadecha. So we see that the main part of Tehillat David is poteach yadecha. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, sorry, lafzik. Okay. Sorry, lechaven pasuk poteach yadecha. 10:5. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is down at the debate. Say lechaven. Shikar ma shekavu lo mati lalavi b'chol yom. The main reason they made you say this pasuk, this Tehillim 145 three times a day, b'shvil oto pasuk, only because of this verse. Shemaskir bo shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that mentions the praise of God. Shumashkiach habriyotav farnasan. That he has what's called hashgacha pratit, which is providence, divine providence on each person, and he gives them sustenance. So poteach yadecha has the secret of divine sustenance and providence, divine providence. But it's not like a Gemara; it doesn't really fit into the Gemara, because the Gemara says,
"Why are the first two? Why are the first two?
First two what? Oh, that's a different question. I thought you were going to ask me a harder question." What's the harder question? Guys, let's see if everyone's on the ball over here. What's the harder question?
Well, we were just saying why the Torah is not following the Gemara.
Okay, well, what's the harder question? What was the Gemara's question we had? Why is Potech Yedeh by itself not enough?
Yes.
Because there's Psalm 136.
Part of the Psalm.
Psalm 136 says, Noten lechem l'chol basar, ki le'olam chasdo. So, the Gemara said that's by itself. You say 136, why say 145? You already have not. Huh? So that's the answer. He has both. But over here in the halakha, you don't see the idea of both. The main thing is poter yadecha. So we say the main thing is poter yadecha. You're back to that question. So the answer is you have to say there's a difference between the two psukim. Noten lechen chobasar is not really hashkacha so much as poter yadecha. Noten lechen chobasar, he gives bread to all the people, all flesh. Poter yadecha must be a chalar tzon. He gives people who ratzon. What's ratzon? The question: who ratzon? We're talking. Remember, we had a debate. Who had that debate with me? Who's ratzon? Someone asked me that question. Poteach yadeh. He opens up his hands. Let's see the pasuk. He opens up his hands. Noten lekol chai, and he gives to all living creatures ratzon. What's ratzon? Will, desire. So now, whose desire is it? Desire of God, or is it the desire of the person? So that's a big question. So then it's more hashgacha, it's more divine providence. Why? Because if the guy doesn't want it, it's all specific. The first pasu, noten lechem basar, does not, you don't need to pray, you don't have to do any wish, you don't have to will it, you don't have to request it, you don't have to desire it, nothing. You get it, everyone gets it. But according to this pasu, it depends on how much you desire it. It's more direct.
It's a higher level.
It's a higher level.
Giving you what you specifically want.
In other words, it's hashgacha pratit. It's not hashgacha in general. Hashgacha, there's two levels of providence. There's general providence. God supports the whole world. That's what the first pasuk seems to be saying. Right? Notel lechol chayrat. Yeah, it gives bread to everyone. Whether they want it, they don't want it. Yeah, everyone gets bread. That's general providence. And then the specific providence, which is poteach yadecha, according to everyone's desire.
One is that he's giving you the bread. And the other one that he's satisfying your will.
Noten lechem. He's also giving bread. Noten lechem chobasar. That's the first one. And the second, poteach yadecha masbia. He satisfies.
It's a different word.
Right. It's not, right.
Poteach yadecha masbia.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, sure. We don't, the Mishnah, the Gemara does not talk about Kabbalistic stuff. It's interesting. And the Shulchan doesn't talk about it either. But that came later. Arizal talks about it. And Shara Kavanot. Shara Kavanot talks about poteach yadecha, pet aleph, pe aleph yud. The last letter is chet, taf, chaf. Also very powerful. So a person should think about those letters when they're different letters. Anyway. Okay, so that's the first reason. So it's hashgacha pratit, basically. A person's going to say hashgacha pratit. Hashem satisfied my will. And I'm directly linked to Hashem. My will and Hashem's will are one. We're linked. Hashem satisfied my will. So they fix this every day to say this because of this pasuk. Shumashkiach b'retzam for the son. So that's the idea. There's hashkacha over here, which doesn't apply in the first verse. Noten lechem chvasar is not hashkacha. That's general providence. Here it's direct individual providence. That's amazing. Pam acheret, he's got to say it again. Shulchan Aruch says if he didn't say it properly with the first kavanah, you got to say it again. Ayin b'chayi Adam, the Chayi Adam says when you say it again, it's not just enough to say it again. He's got to say from Potech Yadech till the end of the whole paragraph. The trouble with that is, okay, I can see where he's coming from. He's coming from the order of the letters. It's also very important. So why don't you have to say from the Aleph again? So he said, from Aleph to the Pei, no problem. You don't need Kavanah. But from the Pei onwards, you need Kavanah. So if you have to say the whole thing from Pei onwards. Because if you didn't have Kavanah in the Pei, Potech Yadech, you ruin the rest of the Mizmor. You have to say the whole rest of the Mizmor again. If he didn't remember till the end of all the mizmorim, he doesn't have time to go back. He's got to say pasuk potech yadecha till the end of the Asherim. Which is interesting. That's the Mishnah Berurah's opinion.
Yeah, what if you were going on in the mizmorim? It sounds to me all the time like you started the next mizmor and then you want to go back, then do you?
Yeah. Go back. So in my case where you don't have time to go back, then you say the end of the tefillah. Mm-hmm. If you have time to go back, this is very important. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you go back at the end of a line. You don't stop in the middle of a line. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Shema. Yeah. Person didn't have kavanah in the first line of the Shema. Go back. Imagine the Shema is so important. Two parts of the tefillah, Potet Yadah and Shema. And then the first paragraph of the Amidah and the Modi. Four parts of the person got to really focus on these four areas of Tefillah. The Potet Yadech of Ashrei, the Shema, the first line of Shema, the first paragraph of Amidah, and the Modim of Amidah. Four parts. You don't go back for those because we don't know if we can do it again. But Shema and Ashrei can do it.
The Shema we're supposed to wait until after the first paragraph?
Yeah, because you can't say Shema, Shema.
Modim, you say by yourself or the Modim, the Rabbanan?
The Modim and the Shemona Esrei have to have Kavanah when you're saying it by yourself. When you don't say by yourself, it's not as important. When you say it by yourself, but that main Modim, the main Amidah is the first Amidah. The repetition is for everyone who didn't say it already.
What are the four again?
Potet Yadecha, Shema, first paragraph of Amidah, and Modim. Those four are very, very critical. And as Ari pointed out, the first two you can do again, but the last two you don't. If you didn't say the first paragraph of the Amidah properly, you don't go back. So it's very critical to get it right the first time. If you don't get it right the first time, so it's good if you have English, so in Hebrew, and then think about it. So it's fascinating stuff. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam is on where? Perek Zayin Mil Halacha Yud Bet. Perek Zayin Mechot Tefillah. Perek Zayin Halacha. What is it? Halacha what? Yud Bet.
Yud Bet.
V'shavchu hachamim. The rabbis praise. Lemi shekorei zvirot. Besevet teili b'chol yom v'yom. This is a very totally different context. The rabbis praise people who say the Zemirot of Sefer Tehillim every day. Metihilah leDavid asof haSefer. He's not just saying Ashrei. Tehillah leDavid to the end of the book, which is what we do every morning. Pesukei Dezimra. It's Tehillah leDavid to the end of the book. Yeah, it's 145 to 150. You know, people don't realize it's saying from 145 all the way to 150, you're finishing off the last six psalms of Tehillim. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So you're saying if you do those 3 times a day, 15 psalms, basically.
One second. He didn't say 3 times a day. Okay. The Rambam didn't say 3 times. I just want to quote the Rambam. Just read the Rambam now. The rabbis praise those who read these 6 psalms every day. And the custom now is to read psukim before them and after them. V'tiknu bracha lefnei hazmirot, and the rabbis fixed the bracha, Baruch She'amar, before them, and they fixed the bracha after the mitzvah ishtabach. That's it. That's the Rambam. That's it. He doesn't say anything about three times a day, nothing. Look at that. This is a chidush, the Rambam.
What about Baruch
She'amar? So Shulchan doesn't follow Rambam. Baruch She'amar is added later. Let's have a look at that.
Right after you say Ga'al Yisrael, Yisrael, and the praises begin with Baruch, isn't that a break when you say Siftah, Tiftach, etc.? It's not a break yet.
He said it's not a break because it's part of Tefillah. Hashem Siftah, Tiftach was added to the Tefillah, it's a long Tefillah.
It's also interesting, you know, before it was all phrased in terms of you, like, we're obligated to, like,
yeah, over here it doesn't say Chayav. It doesn't say Chayav. So you see over here, this was added later. The Takana really was you pray Amidah three times a day. You say Shema twice a day. That's it. And then the rabbis added the Brachot and the Shema. Pesukei Zimra came much later. This is Pesukei Zimra, which is added 200 years later.
So they didn't have the authority to make things obligatory, or just that?
Yeah, seems like it. It seems since it wasn't part of the original Takana, it's good to do. The rabbis praise people who did it. Interesting. And it's not obligatory. How do you know it's not obligatory? Because there's no bracha, it's Asher Kishanu. Or Shamar, it's more praise, it's not a bracha on a tzivui. So interesting take on it, right? The Rambam has a totally different thing. It's not talking about Ashrei three times a day. He just says Tehillat David till the end of the book of Tehillim, praised. I think it's a totally different halakha. I don't think it's from here. It's from Shabbat. It's not even from here. I don't know why they bring it down over here.
But that's in the laws of Shabbat?
No, it's in Gemara Shabbat.
Oh.
I don't know. Strange. So Shulchan Aruch is straight from here. Rambam doesn't have this. Rama has a different thing completely about finishing the book of Tehillim, which we do in Pesukei Zimra. So we have to realize that when a person says Pesukei Zimra in the morning, you're saying the last six Tehillim of book of Tehillim. And the last book of Tehillim, the last Tehillim is just before Vayvarech David. Kol Neshamat El Elia, Hallelujah, is the last line of Tehillim.
Was there Ashrei after in Rambam's time or not yet?
Yes, there was, and he's going to talk. But he talks about that because the tefillah ended after Ubal Etzion. Till today, the Ashkenazim take off their tefillin after Ubal Etzion. Why? Because that's the end of tefillah. That's it. Rambam says you go after Ubal Etzion, you go away. There's no Alel Shabbat in the Rambam. Alel Shabbat is much later. In this after Rambam.
So who came out with this three Ashrei day? Elazar?
The Gemara says it.
Rabbi Avinah?
No, Rabbi Laza. Right? The Rabbi Laza says right at the beginning. The two dots. Amar Rabbi Laza, Amar Ravina, Kola Omet Hilal Levi Bichol Yom Shalosh Pamim, Hufta Lo Shiben Alamba. It's Rabbi Laza.
He says that Rabbi
Avinah
said it.
In the name of Rabbi Avinah.
Wait, does that
mean
that
Rav
Avinah
said
in the name of Rav Yochanan?
No. So
he
was the first one
to
come out with this?
Because that
was his word.
Yeah. Rav Avinah was the first one. But obviously, maybe he had a tradition. We don't know where the tradition came from. Yeah, tradition. There's an old tradition.
Were we talking about 200, 300?
Yeah. So it seems from the Gemara that the main thing is two things. We need the Aleph Bet and also Poteh Ach Yadei. But the Shulchan seems to say Poteh Ach Yadei is the main thing. If you have no Kavanah and the rest, no problem. The main thing is Poteh. Have Kavanah, that's Halacha. Halacha Lamaaseh. The person did not have Kavanah and Poteh Ach Yadei is going to repeat again. The question is, how much does he have to repeat? The Chai Adam says you have to repeat from Poteh Ach Yadei all the way to the end of Ashrei. Not just Poteh Ach Yadei, must be on its own. All the way to the end of Ashrei. The Sfarim is just 1 month. You skip. Some people say the reason why you say it three times is like a guarantee that one of them will be with Kavanah. Was really they wanted you to say that seems for the Rambam. Once a day is enough. Rambam says once a day is enough. Mm. So why the three times? Why the Gemara says three times? That's extra. Make sure if you do it three times, maybe one of them will be with Kavanah.
So you have to decide whether or not you have Kavanah. You have to decide whether or not you had Kavanah.
Yes.
When you get to the answer, gee, I really didn't have Kavanah.
You say Poteh Yedeh, and you didn't have Kavanah for Parnassah. Hashem is the one giving you Parnassah. So repeat that Poteh Yedeh.
But
so
you go to the end.
You go to the end. And you forgot. Really start know. Again. Poteh Yedeh.
Yeah, I can do that better.
I can do Poteh Yedeh. Again. That's the secret of Parnassah. We're striving for Parnassah. We don't have that little Kavanah. So why not? It just takes another 2 minutes. Huh? 2 seconds.
But what level? You always tell yourself you can do it better.
Okay, but you did minimum. The minimum is Hashem is the one. That's the minimum Kavanah. Hashem is the one who gives you Parnassah. All the Parnassah comes from Hashem. Why is it so important to realize all the Parnassah comes from Hashem? Because a person realizes that and really believes it, won't cheat, won't rob, won't steal, won't be jealous. Everything happens from God. What difference does it make? He has more, I have less. But everything's in God's hands. Mm-hmm. Hana sums it up beautifully. I think of Hana all the time, but that's when I think of this. Meki me'arfal dal. Hashem from the me'ashpot yarim evyon. From the garbage pits, Hashem picks up the poor. The shivim nedivim. And the guy will sit with the princes. Nedivim amor, right? The princes of his people. And on the other hand, Hashem can throw someone down as well. Hashem, Meki. Memit Mchaye, Memit Mchaye, Morit Sho'el Vayal. Hashem, Memit Mchaye, Hashem kills and gives life. Morit Sho'el, he throws the person down to the pits, which is hell. Vayal, he brings them up again. So Hashem is, once you believe in Hashem, everything is possible. The person really believes, has Emunah. The merit of the Emunah will be enough to save him. That's an amazing thing. We said the secret of surviving Rosh Hashanah is to believe in God's chesed. You believe in God's chesed, just that merit alone is enough to help a person. A person believes in God's kindness. A person really believes in God. I was listening to my mother-in-law. It's very good to make a movie of the old-timers and ask them about their life and let them, before a person passes away. So I had my mother before she had a dementia. Thank God she talked about history and I was seeing my mother-in-law and how she said the same thing. She said they went to Israel. They're old already, they have 6 little kids. They don't know what's going to happen. And her father blessed her, said, if you have Emunah, in the merit of that Emunah, Hashem's going to save you. I mean, think of that. In the merit of the Emunah which a person has, Hashem gives them. Hear that? In other words, you can create your own merits. How can a person create their own merits? By believing in Hashem, that's enough merit to save a person. It's a wild thing. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You believe, Hashem says, I save you. You don't believe, that's it.
So you believe. The merit of that belief. Phrase,
you believe in Hashem is the...
Not just for this psalm, in other phases of the day. For instance, you say it on bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we say it all the time. We say it a lot of times. We say it before Amotzi. Okay. What? He's making a break. Have sake. Finally, we say, but there must be a fight. So before we eat the bread, we have to realize where the bread come from. So that's the idea. We open our hands. You're the one. You're the source of our sustenance. It's very, very powerful. Very powerful idea. It's a very powerful idea. Hashem is the source of our sustenance. We really believe that. Won't cheat. Won't crook. Won't rob. Won't be jealous. Nothing. Because Hashem is the one in charge. What's the difference it makes? Right now, I'm down. Right down. Makim me'am faradal. Hashem is the one who pulls a person up from the garbage pits. Imagine. What's a person worried about? Does Hashem have power or not? Hashem has power, so he can lift me up as well. If Hashem wants to lift me up, he lift me up. Look at Yosef in jail. Let's think about it. It's this week's parasha. He's in jail. First, he's in the pit, right? His brothers were in the pit. What's he doing in the pit? Yeah, he's working on his Emunah. Imagine. Then he's being sold. Imagine he's taken to Egypt to sell him as a slave. He's standing in the slave trade. What's he thinking? Emunah, Hashem will get me out of here. Hashem will make things better. Kamzulatova. And then he's in jail again. What's he thinking about? Kamzulatova. So eventually, everything, he's right. Everything was for the best. So we can't see it. We have to have that emunah. That emunah keeps us alive. That emunah is the zechut that merits a person. So that's what Poteh Yedeh is all about. is that emuna in Hashem giving us parnasa gives us parnasa. Emuna that Hashem gives us parnasa gives us the parnasa. It's amazing. Hashem can give and take in 1 second. All of a sudden, the guy is really high, and all of a sudden, the guy is really low. I know people who made millions. You know this guy, Sheikh Hebar, right? He built this yeshiva. Rabbi Kassi was here. He gave him the first donation, $100,000. Imagine writing a check for $100,000, not bad. He was a multi-millionaire in Egypt, right? And then Nasser came along, and they took away all the Jews' wealth. So he left with nothing. Nothing. Shirts on his back. He goes to Cuba. Makes millions again. He started making handbags out of crocodile, alligator skin. That was a big fad in those days. Multi-millionaire. Came Castro, took away everything. He leaves Cuba the second time, imagine. He made millions, lost it. Made millions, lost it. Came here again. Poor fellow, he's in his 50s now. 4 kids. 50s, he's broken. But he didn't break. He's working in a store, putting things on the shelves. Think about that. I can imagine what a... From being a multi-millionaire to working for someone else in a store, this must be a terrible experience. And what happened? The guy says, I'm going to retire, I want to sell the store. He says, I'll buy it. He says, but you don't have any money. Okay, make me a payment plan. I'll pay you. You know, I'm honest, I'll pay you. I'll pay you installments. So he bought the store. That store became 400 stores. And all his sons now are multi-millionaires. And towards the end of his life, all he did was write checks for charity. So imagine, he made it, lost it. Made it, lost it, made it again. It's a miracle of not losing emunah. Person has not lose emunah. Mm-hmm. Just sure. Tremendous emunah. The guy is a simple man. A simple man with emunah. That's it. That was the secret to success. Emunah. It's a very powerful thing. Yeah. Imagine losing it twice and making it 3 times. But it's not him. It's not. It's in the family. That's his children. Baruch Hashem. Huh?
7 times
fallen. Yeah, but he fell. He fell twice, big time. So it's all person got to know. That's why it says businessmen have either the most Yirat Shemayim or the most crooks. You know, Yirat Shemayim, they pray to God. I've seen a guy pray, his head was right inside the Aron HaKodesh. Every morning he prays like that. Obviously he has a lot to lose. So. The more you have to lose, the more you have to pray. What can you do? It's a rough thing. It's not a joke. So the secret of success is Poder Yadech. Person got to really focus his mind. If they focus their mind, for sure they're going to get it. For sure, no question. I have no question about it. If a person focuses their mind, Hashem is unlimited. Infinite. All you want. Infinite power. A person has. If Hashem wants to give, he has infinite power. That's what we have to believe. We have to believe Hashem is infinite power. Hashem wants. He has Hashkacha Pratit, knows what we need. And what difference does it make to his vast eternal plan if we were rich? He wants us to be rich. Why? It's Kiddush Hashem. I have to argue with Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem. The Jews going around poor, it's Chiddush Hashem. Jews are wealthy. Ah, their God must be powerful. They have a powerful God in heaven. If the Jews are doing well, it's Kiddush Hashem. So Bezrat Hashem will all be blessed. Hashem will bless us all. Patei Yadecha, the merit of Patei Yadecha must be our hearts. Emunah. The person is Emunah. Hashem is the source. And as David HaMelech says, we end off our Bikkur HaMazon. Lo ra'iti tzadik ne'ezav. I never saw a tzadik who was abandoned. And his children looking for bread. So the big question on that is, see a lot of tzadikim ne'ezav. See a lot of tzadikim wandering around looking for bread. And the answer is, lo ne'ezav. Their emunah is still with them. And Hashem did not abandon them because their emunah is still with them.
You're going to have to look at the next verse.
Pardon?
The next verse.
Tzadik ne'ezav, lo ra'iti tzadik ne'ezav.
Constantly kidding.
Yeah. So, Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen.